Welcome to the Matt Zatiker Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Domtar Tiger Sports Network's David McCurley.
Thank you and welcome back to La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Hey, come on down here and get you one of these combination dinners. Only $8.95 tonight if you ask for the coach's canteen. A lot of people inside eating with us tonight. And, of course, KJ's a little under the weather tonight, not going to be with us. Clint Wright's with me. And, of course, the head Tiger, Coach Matt Zatiker. First of all, Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you, Muck?
Well, I'm good. Clint, he's always good.
Always good.
I tell you what. Coach, I want to talk to you a little bit about we're not going to spend a lot of time on last week, but personally me, I think that's a 2A Vincent team that may give some people some problems in the playoffs. You played a very good football team last week.
Yeah, no doubt. Very good team, older team. A lot of juniors and seniors out on the field. Obviously, you can see they've been in that system for a long time, executed really well. Worked his passing game a little bit on us last week. And, yeah, I think Coach Weatherford's doing a great job right there. We talked kind of his upcoming schedules, kind of his murderous row. But I think they'll definitely make a deep run.
I got to ask you, in all of this season, in your first year, there were several things that you had to kind of nail in as key points coming into the season that you wanted to work on. A lot of people use the word growing pains.
Yeah.
It's evident that we've got some things that are painful sometimes, not throwing the ball the way we should and everything, but we are growing. And I just... You know, I think if you come and watch Chillsburg football, you're going to see a lot of young men that are out there giving their all until that clock hits four zeros. And to be honest with you, as a head coach, that's kind of all you can ask for right now.
That's right. And that was one of our main goals coming in, man. Play four quarters regardless what the score is. You know, don't give up in the second half. Don't give up if you get down. And to these kids' credit, they've done that. But, yeah, these growing pains are tough. But, you know, it's just a different system. It's a demanding of doing the right thing every time, all the time. And, you know, and some kids are buying into that, and some kids aren't handling that real well, and they're kind of eliminating themselves. But, man, that's what I do, you know, and it's the D word. It's discipline, you know. And so, you know, your really good football teams have it. And so these mistakes that we're making and kind of making in games, you know, dropping picks or some penalties or things like that, that all boils down to discipline. But with these growing pains come good pains. You know, you got some kids that are rising to the top that are fully bought in, that are saying, hey, coach, we're with you. We know what we're going on. Let's keep doing it. And, man, that's what you're trying to get. You're trying to kind of shave off, you know, some rough edges right there and get to the base core of this team and then build it. And it's coming. It's coming. And, you know, we're getting better.
Coach, talk a little bit about somebody other than JJ getting to play quarterback last Friday night with Amari and Dallas kind of coming in, sharing the workload.
Yeah.
You know, late in the game, score wasn't what we wanted, but the ability to see somebody else get out there and see what they can do.
Right. Well, yeah, that's kind of a necessity that would kind of be what we have to go to, if anything, you know, knock on whatever happened to JJ. It would be kind of a wildcat set right there. And it's a lot of what we're doing in our JV squad right there, too. But it just gives you a different dynamic. You know, with two running backs back there, we can snap to either one of them. Both of them can throw the ball okay, you know, if we have to. But it was just, hey, the game was out of hand. Let's put a little bit of youth out there. Both of those guys, that's a freshman and a sophomore, you know, in the backfield. And they came in and marched down the field, you know, and did a good job of running it. And that could be a little package that we put together at some point, you know. And with them two back there with JJ is a pretty good package as well.
Yeah, you're keeping us on our toes. You were swapping them up. We weren't sure who was standing back there in the gun to get the ball. So it was fun to see them score and get a little positive, you know, momentum getting out of there.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, if you saw when they scored, there was still excitement. You know, it wasn't like, oh, well, we scored. Our linemen ran down there. They celebrated. They're jumping around. And that's kind of where you're at in a season like this, man. It's what I told my coach and staff. We got to celebrate every little win like it's a state championship, you know. I mean, because they're far and few between, and when we do have something good, let's celebrate it. You know, we had some kids the other night that hit for the first time, mm-hmm. and we celebrated celebrated that. There was a little bit of popping going on, and it you could see it click in that young man's LaShawn Estelle's who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, and you could see it, just the light bulb went off. Hey, okay, I feel it now. Yep, I'm going to be good. And so, those are the things that are fun with coaching, and you got to celebrate that, and you got to build on that. There's some good things we pull from it, obviously, from a game we didn't play real well.
I got two things for you. First of all, I joked with you about this the other day when we did our 1-on-1, but I got to be honest with you. When we play Beulah next week, we're off this week, got homecoming. If we could get that scoreboard to say 3 in the period when we start, we are 6-0 in the second halves this year. And I know, and a lot of them have been, the score wasn't close halftime, and I get that. But it does mean your kids are playing hard and everything. But I got to be honest with you, talk about the JV. Talk about that bunch. They're in the county championship here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and another good game last night.
Yeah, had a home game last night. We beat Coosa 8-0. That's a couple shutouts those young fellas have had. They're building. It's a fun bunch to watch. It's an energized bunch. They fly around the field, and a lot of that is the future coming. That's a seventh. It's made up of 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and the occasional 10th graders in there that we feel is of an 8th or 9th grade caliber. But man, it's a fun bunch to watch, and it's fun to see football exciting. It's good to see those young kids getting better every week. We go on the road next week to Vincent. And you kind of saw our JV against their JV that last series, mm-hmm. And felt like we played really well. And then we got another game at Talladega, and then we'll play that county championship game against Winterboro. And that's really our only loss. We lost to them. They 12-0. They scored with about 40 seconds to go to get that 12th one. But we're excited about the youth. It's fun to go coach them on Tuesday night and see what they're doing in practice and putting it out on the field. So that's our future right there.
Well, seeing the future, and I'm gonna let Clint ask something else, but it just really lights me up to look out there and see guys like Amari Hale.
Yeah.
And LaShawn Estelle,
mm-hmm.
and even Barkley and players like that who now are starting to see, hey, I can do this with the bigger guys.
Absolutely.
And they're having to step in. And I'm going to use this assessment, and Coach Zetiker might not like this, but I'm sure he watched the Auburn game just like I did last week. There's got to be accountability when you're consistently getting penalties, you're consistently not doing the job that you're supposed to do. And to be honest with you, I'm seeing that on the Childersburg side. I really am. I'm seeing guys that are saying, hey, maybe you need to set out a little couple of plays, and let's let this young guy in there that's going to do this or that. We didn't do that on the field at Texas A&M last week.
No.
But I'm seeing that with your guys.
Well, yeah. Listen, I mean, at this point, it's competition always sharpens a man, mm-hmm. and older cat can get complacent thinking that freshman's not going to take my spot because he's a freshman. I don't care.
Yeah.
If that freshman can produce, man, put him out there. You
Absolutely.
Mentioned Jaden Barclay. That young fella had a great game last week. I mean, man came up and sat the edge well. I mean, he looked better than some of our older cats, and that's just – it's again, you can see it clicking with him, And Coach David Flanor does a great job with our corners. He's really been bringing him on. And I got to shout out Jacoby Thomas now.
Yes.
He dropped – he had a pick bounce off of him, and a kid – I mean, we made sideline 6 on it.
Yeah.
It was one of them freak plays. But grading-wise – coverage-wise, that was his best game of the year. All right, he's got to finish a couple things like that. But man, that young man's getting better and better, and he'll be back next year. He'll be a senior next year. And so, yeah, listen, I'm not afraid to put him out there.
No.
I mean, at this point, and I think the kids are starting to see that. Hey, I better get with it and get with what they're coaching us to do and perform the right way, or this young kid that's hungry behind me's coming. So, and then listen, competition's good, and the
Absolutely.
Good thing about that is if that young guy kid get some experience right there and hey, it's good, and it makes the older kid play that much harder. Now you got two guys that can go.
Yep.
I like that you brought up the tight coverage from last Friday. I was really impressed on a lot of those throws. Those were tight windows for a high school quarterback to make.
They were.
Unfortunately, they were making them, but we were in position, and that felt good to see. Almost just unlucky bounces on some of them, how they even got caught.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been the story of the year with us with our coverage-wise. I mean, we've dropped a lot of picks, but yes, listen, we've gone to a man concept somewhat in some of our sets the last couple of weeks, and it looked better last week than it did the week before, and that's credit to our coaches and our kids just getting better at what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Let's step aside and take a timeout right quick. Let Coach Zetiker get him a drink, maybe eat a few chips, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what he's going to do on this off week. I ask all these coaches, seems like every time they have off week, we'll find out what Coach Zetiker is going to do on Friday night, and we'll get a little bit of information about Beulah coming to town for homecoming in a couple of weeks. You're listening to the Coach Matt Zetiker Show right here on Kicks 100.3.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Matt Zetiker Show on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Matt Zetiker Show. The head football coach and athletic director of the Chillsburg Tigers. Coach, off week could not probably had come at a better time, simply for you know, you play six hard weeks of the competition that we played, you're going to have at least some bang ups, some bruising, some just guys that need a rest.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this too, the coaching staff also worked so very hard. I think it comes at a good time for your coaching staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
They need a little time off, and you know, we went 3 days this week. We went Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to do a little youth camp tomorrow. We do a junior Tiger football club with our two elementary schools, and the kids that join it get assigned a football player, and we write little letters back and forth. And so tomorrow's our play date from about 4 to 5:30. Bring them in, run them through a little camp, and just let our big kids be with little kids and be kids, you know. So, and then we'll take Friday off, let them have the weekend off, let the coach staff have the weekend off. And it comes at a good time. Everybody kind of needs it, just kind of reset. So that's what we're doing. As far as this week, you know, we kind of came out of the weekend and started Monday with the kids. You know, I guess the word we're talking about is preparation, you know, and when you ask a kid, you know, how do you feel about the game? Do you think you're going to win? You know, and I think what we've come to the formulation of is, you know, we didn't really get good answers about that when we asked about Vincent. You know, I was like, yeah, I think we're going to do. Well, if we play good, we're going to do. And so, kind of what we said here is, man, we're going to take this 2 weeks, okay, to get ready for Beulah. I know a lot of teams, you know, work on them in the off week, but we went work. The coach staff went and worked last weekend. We got the game plan in. We got every film on them. And so my mindset was, man, let's make sure, let's force these kids to be overly prepared for this game for Beulah. And so when you are prepared for an opponent, then you have confidence that you're going to win, if that makes sense. And that's kind of what we're telling these kids, man. If I know, hey, they get in this formation, here's what we're going to get. When this kid is in this kind of set, this is what we're going to get. You know what I mean? And so, man, we've been 3 days of intense preparation on them, making sure, you know, they know their study packet, they're getting extra film work, and the hope is that they're so prepared for this game on Friday night, nothing's going to surprise them, then they can play free. If we can do that and then possibly get a win, then it clicks in them, hey, maybe I need to spend a little more time on film in this next week. Yeah. And look at that study packet that coaches are giving us a little bit more. And so that's kind of the hope. And again, man, if you're prepared, you're confident, you can win.
Absolutely, Coach. It sounds like we're going to be in for a little bit of fun next Friday. But you talked about how we're preparing, you know, this week and next week. Kids got a full weekend off. You know, next week, how do we get back from the weekend off back to business?
Yeah, well, I mean, you hope they rest up and they stay out of trouble and they get good nutrition in them put good things in their bodies. And then, man, it's back to the grind. It's region game. You know what I mean? We had some fun this week. And I like to do this in an off week. What we did is we took all of our positions and we swapped them. So if you're a skill guy, when we went individual, you went and did line stuff. You're a low lineman or a D lineman, you went and did skill stuff. So, like, you know, our running backs and quarterbacks and receivers, they went and hit the sled. And then you see these fat boys out here running routes and trying to cover each other. It's fun.
I bet that's
It's a good time. And then we did the big man one-on-ones at the end of practice where all they can do is speed walk. I don't know if you ever seen them and run routes and they're covering and to watch that, it's hilarious, and kind of did a little competition. So while we were preparing for Beulah, you know, you still got to lighten it up, you know. Yeah. Sometimes these kids, you got to remember, they're kids. They're not college kids. They're not professionals. You know, they got a life. They want to have some fun. And I know as coaches, we get so wrapped up in the game plan. And, man, we got to lighten it up a little bit. And we'll continue to do some fun things after practice like that, just to kind of, you know, keep the mood light a little bit after you have worked really hard and see what we can do.
Well, just about every coach I've talked to this year absolutely detest homecoming. Mm. From all of the activities that are going on in the school, the distractions here and there, the parades and all this, that, and the other, it is homecoming next week. And there may be some folks in the stands for the Childersburg Tigers that haven't seen the Childersburg Tigers yet this year, coming back for homecoming or whatever the case may be. Your views on homecoming, it is still another game, and it is a region game, but it means a little more to the kids, I guess, being homecoming.
It does. And listen, I mean, that's kind of coaching 101. You're always worried about distractions, but I may be a little different. It's kind of what I told them today when we left. I said, guys, let's spend a little extra time tonight and Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday on doing all of our film work and our homework, get ready for our position tests and everything, because next week you do have other things to do. You do are going to decorate and floats, and a lot of our guys are in the court and things like that. But, man, I want them to experience. That's why you're
absolutely
in high school, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of what I told them, man. I want you to have fun doing all of that, you know. So it can be a distraction, but as long as you got them focused for an hour and a half, a couple hours of practice, man, I'm okay with it. Go be a kid. It's like I told them today. There's homecoming because we're playing a football game. You know,
that's right.
They don't have homecoming for baseball or basketball. I mean, people are coming to this town. There's a big alumni coming that are meeting up Saturday after the game, and they're coming to watch you because there's a football game, and that's what homecoming's associated with. So, man, be proud that you're part of it, because you don't get to do this too often. You got a small part of your life where you get to be part of a homecoming and be a kid in it. So have fun with it, man. You got a parade on Thursday. We're going to ride a float. We're going to be on a stage, and a couple of y'all are going to get to talk. Man, let's have fun with it.
Absolutely.
Love that attitude, Coach.
Yeah.
You'd said something earlier that really kind of interests me about tomorrow doing the elementary football camp. Yeah. But the biggest part of that were the high school kids were participating.
Yeah.
You know, being the ambassadors to the younger kids coming up, giving them somebody to look up to and associate with and kind of learning a face and a name. Has that program been around a while or where are we at with it?
Yeah, I just started it. I brought that with me. So we just started it. And the last couple weeks, we have gone. We went to Pinecrest or Chillsburg Elementary School first and opened car doors. And then we went to Watwood Elementary School the second week and opened car doors. And to see those kids, and when they got off the bus too, they're high-fiving. But to see those kids that are in the Junior Tiger Club walk up and say, hey, you're my buddy, because they had their jersey on, and just and see those kids kind of, some of them are really good with them, some kind of clam up, you know, but man, it's just, it's good to see kids being kids.
Make a positive impact on a small kid and let the older kid learn to be a leader and just how to interact and do things the right way. That's an incredible program. Yeah. That's fun to hear about.
And
Coach,
you know what? It opens up these older kids' eyes that, hey, you may not realize, and I know we say it a lot, but you do mean something to people. You are held on a pedestal to these young people in this community, man. So, you know, revel in that fact. Be good with it and know that you got young eyes looking at you all the time.
Enjoy it, but be responsible.
That's it. That's it.
You know what that reminds me of? When I was in the fourth grade, Coach Justin Martin started elementary basketball on Saturday, and your coach were the high school basketball players.
I went through it. I did
for 3 years. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous. I just absolutely want to commend you doing things like that. And I think that's something not only that this program needs, Coach, it's also something that our community needs.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, for the last few years, be it whether you knew it or not, stands at a Chillsburg football game were not very, you know, they're just sporadic.
Yeah.
You know, here or there.
Yeah.
And I can remember 2 years ago, we had the opportunity to get in the playoffs. Beulah was coming to town.
Yeah.
We just didn't play well.
Right.
And from that point on, it seems like the crowd sometimes, like I said, can be a little sporadic. We need those stands full for homecoming next week.
We do. We do. And regardless of what our record is, these kids deserve for those stands
to be
filled. I mean, they're coming out every day and they're putting work in. And so, yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, I got to brag. We got our youth football teams playing tomorrow night. We're going to go over there after our camp, check them out. A lot of them guys are going to be at our camp, and then they'll go play a game. And our 12-year-old team's really doing really good. You know, that's our 7th graders next year. So,
yeah.
Man, the future's bright. We got a good crop of young men coming up, good crop of athletes. And so, you know, we just got to – one of the big words we've been using also is endure. We got to endure what we're going through right now with our eyes on the prize, knowing that, man, what we're doing and how we're doing it is still good, and it's going to pay off eventually.
And I'll say this, those kids that are 9th and 8th graders, they're getting out there on that field on Friday night and getting that experience. 4 years from now, they can tell those younger kids, look, we've been through it. We've been through the battles, and now we've set the building blocks for you guys.
That's it.
Okay. But I got to ask you, I've asked all coaches, and you talked about, you know, giving you guys time off and what are you going to do this Friday night? Have you decided?
Ooh, man, I'll either go to Beulah and watch them play Comer, or I might just hang out with my family, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Get sit down with my girls and maybe watch a movie or maybe just sit outside. I don't in the quiet, you know.
Nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, I'm going to try to spend some time with the family if I don't go scout.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you this weekend. Hope you're able to either scout and learn something or spend some time with family. Either one, I know you'll make the right decision of what needs to be done in your life. So
the big day is going to be Sunday. We don't work Sunday. I don't think I'll get out of my pajamas, probably lay on the couch and watch some NFL football.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was last Sunday. You said you guys were there for, 5 or 6 hours?
Yeah, we put in some time. We got in there at 1, and I think we left out of there around 6:37.
Wow.
But, you know, we had a lot of films, and we wanted to have a good game plan put in so we could help these kids this week. You know, we wanted them to see what was going on with our game plan, and we got to take advantage of that. You know, you got 2 weeks to prepare for somebody, you got to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Health-wise, I'll ask you real quick, some of the guys beaten and banged up, are we going to be good to go most of the way with the exception of Tay?
Yeah, and listen, Tay went to the doctor today. His brace should come in next week. He's got to put that on, go see the doctor, run with it, and then they're going to determine – if he can possibly get back out there, if the brace is holding it well, or if he has to have surgery. So fingers crossed, you know, for that young man. I know he's itching to get back on. We mentioned earlier Devin Williams is going to be back for us, you know, and that's just a plus, man. That's another really good athlete that we get back. And other than that, we're pretty good. Other than bumps and bruises, we got a couple shoulders that we're working on this off week. But again, that off week allows you to really heal some guys up, some pivotal guys. And you know, and I want to mention, you know, I know we've talked a lot about the young guys, but my seniors now that are still with me and stuck with me now, they're laying foundation too.
Yep.
You know, they're not getting a lot of the results. Obviously, they want to win a lot, and we still got everything in front of us if we can get on a win streak. But man, they're staying the course, man. They're still leading us, and you know, I'm not. We don't want to make sure we go without talking about them, because you know they're going to look back at this too, I think, in the next couple of years and say, man, we started it. It may not have been as pretty, but man, we got this thing going the right way.
Well, it's not been pretty so far. You're right, if you look at the record. But I see improvement. I see it at a lot of different positions. I do. I tell you, I still think our offensive line is performing well.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we tackled a little better the other night.
Yeah.
Still not where we need to be, like you said, but you're taking steps.
It's coming.
And I tell you, I'm excited about our future. And I'm excited that you're going to be the man that's going to lead it there.
Well, I really am. Lord willing, and as long as they'll keep me around, I got nowhere else to go, and this is where I want to be. So.
I don't think they're going to be shoveling Coach Zetiker off anywhere anytime soon. Yeah. Coach, thank you for being here. I know it's off week.
Yeah.
I know you come down.
My family's here. I'm about to go eat some dinner with them.
Well, so. Good deal. Yep. I'll come by and say hello to the girls once I get Coach Limbaugh on the air. But, hey, next week, we got to get that head down. Beulah's coming to town, and we're going to get one.
Go work. That's the plan.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.